Well, your golfers are ready to go. Hard to believe that, hey, it's coming up, first meet here in just a couple of days, and it's a smaller group this year, all freshmen, so a little different what we've saw the last couple of years, isn't it?
Yeah, things happen, and at one point I did have 9 players ready to come play for me this fall, and like you said, various reasons, and ended up with just the 5 here this fall, and all freshmen and from all over the place. And so, would I like to have a couple more players? I mean, for sure, but it is a talented group, and I think they'll play just fine and compete just, as we expect. And it's going to be kind of a question mark, kind of a year for now, and get our feet wet here this week with our first tournament. But, it was an interesting year of recruiting, and then this summer kind of just a lot of miscellaneous things happened out of my control and their control that just kind of led to our situation. But like I said, not worried about it, and I do have the opportunity to possibly recruit some players this fall, maybe coming in this next spring semester. But right now I'm just focused on this team, this schedule we got coming up.
But I'm sure, yeah, the guys that you have, the 5 that you have, are good golfers, and I'm sure they kept themselves busy over the summertime putting the work in, and they're anxious to see what they can do on the college golf scene now, aren't they?
Yeah, you bet. Like I said, I mean, it's a lot going on for them over a course of just getting moved here. Is a very stressful time for them all, and getting acclimated with classes and the campus, and then also just the golf and the team and trying to meet new people. Like I said, it's just a lot of stuff going on, but we have had a chance to play a lot of golf and practice. The heat has been kind of brutal with everything, but we're getting through it, and we have been able to do a lot of golf, and I think they're eager and ready to play. First time I saw any of them hit a golf shot in person was last week, so I like what I see, and just watch videos of them coming into the season. So it was nice to actually get to meet them all in person and get to see them and work with them some more. And we'll really kind of find out what kind of team we are here this week when we go to Sterling.
7 tournaments, I do believe. I counted up right here in the fall season. So you've got some good ones once again, pretty much every week throughout the next 2 months, and some solid, I'm sure you're going to be facing some solid teams, the EWCs and teams like that. I'm sure going to be good again this year, aren't they?
Yeah, I have no doubt that Eastern Wyoming is going to be a great team. They always are. We'll get to play our region teams each and every week, just about. But there have been some changes in how that's scheduled as well, which I think is for our benefit. And we're no longer doing a year-long race for the most points. It's going to come down to one tournament in the spring to see who wins our region and our district and who qualifies for nationals. But so these tournaments are going to be kind of just teasers of see how teams are, and good quality experience and practice, and try to grow up into the rankings as well. It does allow us to schedule some different tournaments. We're not required to be at any given tournament any time. So, there's no actual points. In the years past, where it's always been, if you don't show up, you're not getting points. This year, it's different. So, we are going to play in the Nebraska Intercollegiate Tournament in early October, which is in Kearney this year, and it's a nice short trip and get to see a lot of the Nebraska, other junior colleges, NAIA schools and such. So that would be a nice little change of pace. And at the end of the fall, we'll go to Hobbs, New Mexico, which is where Nationals is going to be in May. And they do a national preview tournament, which we'll see the top schools from the nation of junior college there as well. So a good mix of region tournaments and outside the region as well.
Well, usually when it come fall, as we get into September and early October, you're going to see the weather change a little bit. In the meantime, if it's going to be hot, I guess if that's the only thing you have to go through right now, Tyler, you'll take it and just deal with it, huh? And a lot of those tournaments hopefully get the morning session going and you'll be done before it really gets hot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to be a huge issue. On some of those tournaments, the first day we do start in the afternoons, but just not keeping them hydrated. So just bring some extra waters and, catch some shade when we can. And it's not anything that any of the guys have never played in before. Everybody's played in heat and they're used to it. But, if it does get to the higher temperatures, like you just got to take the measures to get through it. And like I said, with extra water, bring towel with wet towel and keep your head warm or cool off and whatnot. But, in the fall, we deal with the heat and probably the wind, and in the spring, we deal with the cool weather and again the wind. And just, as long as we can play the tournaments, I'm happy with it. And it's nice that we don't have a lot of pressure of having to qualify this year. I'd say we got five guys that all go to the tournaments. Don't have pressure of having to compete well right off the bat. We can kind of ease into it. So it's going to be a different kind of feel this year, but excited to see how it progresses.